Welcome to the Podcast Dude, episode number 63. Glad you're joining me today. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday or Tuesday or whatever day of the week, whatever hour of the day. I hope wherever you are, you're in a good place and you're feeling good. Today's episode, the title of this episode is Dealing with the Haters, but it's actually going to be more about feedback, criticism, negativity, how to receive criticism, but also how to give it, because I think you can't really control what other people do, but everything starts with you and how you see things and how the energy and the expression that you put out into the world. So I will say this, if you podcast long enough, you're going to get criticism or negativity thrown at you. It's just a thing that happens. You can't create work and share it with the world without experiencing that in some form. And one of the things we say here in the community is that you haven't really made it until you've got haters. Because if people feel strongly enough about what you're doing to love it, to really, really love it, to say like, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world, I love this so much, then somebody else is going to notice that other people are paying attention to this thing and they might feel strongly enough about it to hate it or at least really dislike it or say like, oh, that's not as great as you think it is. I don't like that thing. I'm still pretty unknown in the podcasting world, and I know that because I've only ever received negative feedback once. And I could say that, you know, I just brushed it off, you know, dirt off my shoulder, whatever. It's like, oh, the haters, ha, 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 ha. But it did affect me. It did affect me. I noticed it. I notice all the feedback. I pay attention to what people say. But instead of letting it get me down and going to a dark place, I just kind of sat with it. Just sat with it. Okay, this is a thing that happened. I thought about it and I analyzed or tried to analyze why it made me feel the way that it did. And then I asked myself, why? Why is this making me feel this way? So in this episode, I wanted to share what I've learned about feedback and criticism to hopefully help you learn how to process it when it comes to you, because it will, but also to help you give feedback more effectively and waste less of your time engaging with people or feedback that doesn't really matter. People that don't matter or feedback that doesn't really matter. So episode 63 of the podcast, dude, let's go ahead and get into it. I'm excited to be here with you today. It is a beautiful sunny day here in Fort Worth, Texas. What's the temperature? 82 degrees. Not quite perfect, but almost perfect. All right, so my name is Aaron Dowd. Thanks again for joining me. I'm 31 years old. I live near Fort Worth, Texas. It's hot here, but it's the end of the summer currently, and things are starting to cool down. The point of this show, if this is your first time listening, is to I try to help people make better podcasts. So I want to help you make a better podcast. And feedback, something that comes along with podcasting, and there's a few reasons for that. But at first, I want to start this episode off by sharing a blog post. This is perfect timing. So Seth Godin wrote a blog post the other day, published it. The title was The Paradox of the Flawless Record. And this was seriously like yesterday. I mean, I couldn't have planned this at all. And I'm really grateful he wrote it because it sets up this episode perfectly. In this blog post, he wrote, if your work has never been criticized, it's unlikely that you have any work. Creating work is the point, though, which means that in order to do something that matters, you're going to be criticized. If your goal is to be universally liked and respected and understood, then it must mean your goal is to not do something that matters, which requires hiding. So you can either hide or you can do something that matters. Hiding, of course, isn't the point. Hence the paradox. You don't want to be criticized and you do want to matter. So here's the solution. Create work that gets criticized and have the discernment to tell the difference between useful criticism, which is rare and precious, and the stuff worth ignoring everything else. So the important thing, the thing I took away from this, is that last bit where he says you need to know the difference between useful criticism and everything else, and I think especially negativity, which comes in many forms. So, first thing to ask yourself, in any situation when you get some kind of feedback. This person giving me feedback or criticizing me, what is their intention? What is their intention? Hearing negative feedback sucks. It's not great to hear from someone and they go, hey, this thing that you made isn't very good and here's why. That's hard. That's hard because that kind of hurts our egos. We like to think that everything we do is great. More on that a little bit later. Stop for a second when someone criticizes you. Stop for a second and see if there's any truth to it. See if they're right about anything, regardless of how negative they are. If they're saying things just to be mean, just to hurt you, see if there's any truth, any nuggets that you can pull out of it and apply to make your thing better. Because I believe that should be your goal, is to make your thing better, your podcast, your video, your blog post, anything. Your writing, you know? See if there's anything you can take away from that. Let's flip it around, though. Let's flip it around and say, when's the last time that you provided criticism to someone else? So when I provide criticism, what is my intention? Think about the last time you reached out to someone to talk about their work. You have to be very, very careful to not fall into the trap of thinking that sharing how much you dislike something or how much you hate something will make your life better in some way. You know it's not going to make the other person's life better, but it's not going to make you feel better. It's not going to make your life better. The stuff that you hate doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you special to dislike something. That's just your reaction, your opinion. And if your intention is to actually help someone improve something, I don't think being negative or being hurtful in any way or being anything less than careful to make sure that they know that your intention is to help them, that's not an effective way to give criticism. It's not an effective way to reach your goals. Seth Godin said that great criticism is rare, and I think he's right. I think he's right. What you need to do is seek it out yourself from people that you know and trust. Seek it out yourself from people you know and trust. You have to have some kind of relationship with these people, and you need to be able to go to them and say, look, I made this thing. I want to know what you think about it. Please be honest. Please let me know how you think I could improve it. If you think I could improve it, I really, really appreciate it. And understand that you're asking them for a favor. You're asking them for their time. But definitely seek it out and get it from people that you trust. So I wanted to bring up 5 questions to ask yourself when someone gives you negative feedback. First, is this person trying to help or are they just trying to hurt? Second, is there anything useful that I can learn from this feedback? Third, if this feedback upsets me, why? Why does it upset me? And fourth, have I accepted that not everyone will agree with me or love all of my work? That one's really, really important. Think about that for a second. Have you accepted that not everyone is going to enjoy your work? Have you really accepted that? Have you come to terms with the fact that it's not going to be all love and flowers and magical butterflies? Not everyone's going to feel positively about you or the stuff that you put out into the world. That's reality. It's hard for me. It's hard for me because I do want to be liked. Number 5, do I give feedback in a similar manner as the haters? That's an uncomfortable question. So there's some truth to this saying. There's this old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, keep your stupid mouth shut. Now, I'm not sure if that's the exact saying, but I think it's close enough. So there's somebody out in the world creating work that you don't like. Oh no. What is telling that person that they suck do besides make them doubt their abilities or make them feel something negative? Why is it necessary for you to tell someone else that you don't like what they do? And I just want to reiterate here that I'm talking about creative work here, like design or podcasting or making video or making music or lettering. I'm not talking about injustices that happen in the world. Injustice. If someone is hurting someone else, then I do think it is fair to get harsh with them. Make sure they understand that that's not an acceptable behavior, that's not an acceptable thing to do. But I'm talking more about what most people consider art or work, you know, a podcast, a video, a music album. I don't know. There's things I want to talk about that, but I wanted to keep this one short. So let's keep pushing forward. Don't argue with strangers on the internet. This is huge. This is huge. If I could just, I might write this on my gravestone, actually. I'm going to put this on my gravestone. Don't argue with strangers on the internet. It never ends well. It's one thing to have a discussion with a friend who you know in real life and respect. You know, things can get heated. You can have disagreements. That's fine. That's fine. But when you argue with strangers, especially not in real life, not in person, neither one of you have any reason to be kind or respecting. And there's no repercussions. There's no repercussions if you aren't kind or respecting. And really, those kind of online arguments, they're often more about proving who's right. And if you think about that, you'll realize that it is a complete and total waste of time for both parties. Because neither of you are looking for more information. You're not looking to have your mind changed. You're basically trying to make sure that the other person knows that you're right. Nobody wins in that battle. Nobody wins. Yelling at people you disagree with is not going to get you anywhere. People who are open to changing their mind, they're going to listen instead of arguing. They're going to be people who aren't coming to you and saying, you know what, you're wrong about that thing, and here's why. They're going to be using words like, that's interesting, why do you think that way? What made you think that way? And there's just not that many people who do that on the internet. Not people, I don't know, I know a few people who do that, but these are people I've developed relationships with in real life. So don't yell at people online. Don't argue with people on the internet. So in closing, just to wrap this all up, I just wanted to take this opportunity, this podcast episode, to encourage you to be more kind to other people. If you're the kind of person who speaks unkindly towards or about other people or their work, I want to encourage you to sit down, stop for a second, and consider why you're doing that. You know, what is it about that person's work that bothers you so much? And why do you feel the need to share that feeling with them? I say we take responsibility for our feelings. If I continue to blame my negativity, my negative people on other people, if I continue to blame my negative feelings on other people all the time, then I'm really just like making negativity fester inside me. By expressing it, by giving someone else the permission, someone else's work the permission to make me feel that way. I'm missing out on an opportunity to feel happiness and gratitude, because I said this on Twitter the other day. Some people like to complain. Some people like to find things that they don't like, that they disagree with, and just spend a bunch of time explaining why. Personally, I like to find awesome things in the world. I like to find things that are beautiful, things that make me happy. I like to focus my attention on those things. I like to give my time to those things, because I believe the emotions that we feel, the emotions that we choose to feel, and the emotions that we choose to express publicly, those feelings will be amplified through that expression, through the time that we give them. And it comes back to time. You've only got so much time in your life left. I've only got so much time left. There's going to be a time, some number of hours or years or decades from now, where I will no longer be alive in the way that I think about being alive right now. I'll be dead. So you only have so much time. Do you really want to spend it telling other people that they aren't good at something? Do you really care that much about those people, about that work? Why not spend your time helping the people you really actually care about? Why not help them with what they're struggling with and teach them what you know, what you've learned, in a kind and encouraging way instead of discouraging them? Why not? Because it comes down to that, right? Like, talking smack to someone is not a good way to get them to change their behavior most of the time, unless you have a relationship with them, and that's what they like. You know, some people love that kind of like fiery, getting yelled at motivation. But if I can wrap it up with a single thing, I'd focus on encouraging people and helping the people that you care about. Let go of all that other stuff that you might get angry about, you might be jealous of, if you're honest about, you know, if you're honest with yourself. You might be a little bit jealous that somebody else is getting all the attention that they're getting, and that's why you're reaching out and you're expressing frustration, because you feel like you should be further along. I've been there. I know a lot of people are there. Just be more kind. That's what I wanted to say with this episode. So I hope you had some good questions to think about. I hope you got some good questions to think about out of this episode. I'm going to be thinking about this a lot more in the future. I'm going to continue to think about this because I'm not perfect. I've argued with people online in the past. I've said negative things about other people's work in the past. Forgiving yourself is another topic that we could talk about. This is a show about podcasting, though. I'm not going to try to dive into too much of this feeling in psychology, ENFP things, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show and you're not a newsletter subscriber yet, I send out a weekly newsletter every single week. You can sign up for that over at thepodcastdude.com. That's also where you can find previous episodes for the show. If you want to find the show notes for this episode, they're at thepodcastdude.com/63, and that format works for all my previous episodes. So I hope you sign up. I hope you check it out. If you want to help the show out, help other people find it, do me a huge favor. Head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes and leave me a review. Let's see. Oh, I like that, Diana. I'm going to quote Diana while I pull up a recent review to read. Diana in the chat says, "Anyone can find the dirt in someone. Be the one that finds the gold." I like that. I like that. If you spend all your time looking for things to be angry about, you're just going to be angry all the time. Why would someone want that? Hurt people, though. That's something Sean said the other day. It's true. Kindness, that's what I'm all about. All right, got a review here to read from B. Rye Guy. He says, "Awesome. I always learn a lot from Aaron and his guests." Thank you for the review, B. Rye Guy. You're awesome. I really, really appreciate it. Again, podcastdude.com/iTunes, leave a review. If you enjoyed this show, if you want to hear more shows like this, head over to seanwest.com. Tons of great content there. Tons of things to learn about. It's the best website on the internet, hands down. Boom, that's it. No arguments. Flat out. Best website, seanwest.com. Yeah, go check that out. Just thinking. Thinking's not so bad sometimes, you know. A lot of us are always trying to move forward. We're always trying to do things. We're always trying to get things accomplished. Every once in a while, just stopping to contemplate a question or a course of action, really, really important. All right, yeah. So that's it for the show today. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch, I'm on Twitter at @thepodcastdude, or you can email me, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Go say something nice to somebody else. Stop worrying about all those people who are doing things you don't like. It's fine. You got better things to do. Do the things that you love. And that's my personal goal for myself this week. I would like to get to the point to where I'm only expressing positive vibes, positive feelings towards other people, and not feeling negative things or expressing that negativity. I'm still here. I'm just reading the backlog here. I know we have a couple of questions. Shout out to the new members. I'm really glad you're all here. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you're having a good time so far. I know we got a lot of exciting things coming up. Corey Miller says, I appreciate it when people I know and respect come to me with feedback. It gives me the opportunity to evaluate myself and improve, either in the way that I've received the feedback or in a different way that I've realized because of the feedback. Yes, once again, one of the big takeaways from this episode is seek out feedback and be responsive to feedback you get from people you know and like. It's one of the, this is why the Sean West membership is so fantastic. You can get around people who understand that negativity is not the way to go, but they are all absolutely wanting to help somebody else improve. If someone comes to me, especially one of the community members, and say, hey, here's a recording I made. How can I make this better? I'm not going to come back to them and go, wow, you really suck at recording audio. Like, holy crap, there's so much 5K. You're really terrible at this. Like, oh man, that's so bad. No, I'll say, okay, first off, here's what you got right. Here's some tweaks that you can make. I think if you pull the top end on the EQ down a little bit, it'll sound a little bit better. I think you can add 2 or 3 more dB to get it loud enough. You'll probably want to smack a compressor on there. Little things like that. There's a huge difference in that way of giving feedback. It comes down to being kind, but the people in the community are so good at it. I like this. Garrett Mickley says in a fantastic book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. I think a lot of people have read that book. Carnegie's main point is never argue with anyone. Always just smile and nod. That's a very good point. Yeah. Never argue with anyone. I wonder if I could take that on as a personal mission. Just going to smile and nod. I love this. Okay, so just finding good stuff in the backlog. Hurt people, Daniela Ann. Yeah, that's true. It's hard. Charisse, I hope that's how you say your name. She asked, what if you have a burning desire to respond to that hater, especially if he or she is in your same industry and you cannot get away from him or her? I think obviously there's usually a desire to respond, to defend yourself, to stand up for yourself and say, hey, you know what? You're wrong. I'm awesome at this. Screw you. You suck. But it's just, you have to be careful to not respond with that same energy that they're throwing at you. If someone is being what we define as a hater, that means they're speaking negatively about you or about a piece of work that you did. They don't like it. They want to make sure that everyone knows they don't like it. It's all just negativity. And positivity actually works pretty well in that situation. It just depends on if you even think it's worth your time. I don't really necessarily think it's worth your time. You could say in that situation, thank you for your feedback. Thank you for sharing your opinions. But then like what? They are either going to come back and say, oh, maybe I was being kind of a jerk. That's possible. Or they might just be like, stop trying to fake positivity me and make me happy. Like, I hate your stuff. And then you're just in the same place. Either way, I don't know. You just can't save everybody. But I think if you come to an understanding about your work and about your worth, then you don't always have to respond to those people who are really just trying to drag you down or who are just jealous or frustrated because they're not getting attention. There's a lot of reasons people lash out, but let's see. Oh, I like this. This is a great little story from Simeon Hendrix about Buddha. Interesting. So there was a man who knew about Buddha's teaching and reputation, and he traveled miles and miles and miles to test Buddha. When he arrived and stood before Buddha, he verbally abused him constantly. He insulted him, saying he had no right to teach. He challenged him. He did everything he could to offend Buddha. But Buddha was unmoved. He simply turned to the man and said, "May I ask you a question?" The man responded with, "Well, what?" Buddha said, "If someone offers you a gift and you decline to accept it, then who does that gift belong to?" The man said, "Well, then it belongs to the person who offered it." Buddha smiled and said, "That is correct. So if I decline to accept your abuse, does it not then still belong to you? The man was speechless and walked away. So that's what it comes back to. Being angry at someone. If you become angry at someone and they don't get insulted, they don't accept that, then the anger comes back to you. You're really the only one who has become unhappy, not the other person. All you've really done is hurt yourself. Yeah, you give it out and it's coming from inside you. So I say try to eliminate it. This is how I think about this stuff. So that's a really great story, Simeon. Thanks for sharing that, man. Raul asked, is it fine to block the trolls, negative people, to keep a clean and healthy community, or is it better to just ignore them and keep the door open for them to leave comments? I would say, I can only speak about this community in particular. I say we definitely work to keep out trolls and negative people. There's filters in place. Part of the reason that you do have to pay to be a part of this community, this membership, because there is so much value, and opening it up to everyone would make it very, very easy for people who just like and enjoy it, as weird as that is, to come in and talk crap to people. There are people like that on the internet. You see them on Facebook, you see them on Twitter. So you have to put up walls. You have to make there be some kind of barrier to keep negative people out. But we would work hard to discourage that anyways. And that's a hard thing because it means sometimes saying, like, especially if we can talk about offline communities, someone in your life who's just completely negative and just angry all the time and abusive to you, you have to respond to that with like a purge, basically. You have to say, I'm taking you out of my life. And they're not going to like that. And they're going to throw that back on you and say, well, you don't care about me. You don't like me. You don't care about me. You're a terrible person. and it's one of those things where it's hard sometimes, but sometimes you do have to cut people off. If, like Corey said, you're trying to cultivate a positive, warm, welcoming environment. Yeah. And there's a huge difference between disagreement and trolling. And one of the biggest things is this person interested in learning? And do you have some kind of relationship with them in real life? I think those are kind of two questions that I ask myself before I engage in any kind of thing that could be considered even remotely argumentative. I don't know if that's a word. Any kind of argument, conflict. Yeah, something that I don't know where I wish I could quote the source of this, but I'll leave it on this. Something that I realized a long time ago is that it's not worth your time. It is a complete and total waste of time to try to convince someone else of something that you believe to be true if they don't come to you first and ask you for information. Someone doesn't reach out to you. We use podcasting as an example. So there's some shows I listen to that have really terrible audio quality. The host needs a better microphone, or they need to change the way they record or something. I am not going to waste my time reaching out to tell that person what I think is wrong with their show. Because, I mean, even if they do pay attention, I just don't think it's effective. There are too many other things I could be doing. I could be writing blog posts, I could be making videos, I could be working on my courses. I could be helping the people that are actively seeking my help rather than going out and taking a chance on people who may or may not pay any attention at all or misconstrue what I'm trying to do for them, which is help them. Even if it comes from a place of wanting to be helpful, telling someone you have no kind of relationship with that there's something wrong with their work they're doing, there's no guarantee that it'll be taken well. So, back to the thing. Think about yourself. Try to eliminate those negative feelings from inside yourself. Try to eliminate that selfish desire that's inside you to express what you think is wrong with other people's work. And look for awesome things instead. Fill your time with great people, great experiences, beautiful things. Wow, this show got super hippie. I love it. This is me being me. So I hope you liked it. Hope you have a great rest of the day. keep the positivity going. Show some kindness. Go get some work done. You right now. Or if you don't need to get work done, go relax. Go rest, recharge. Just be intentional about how you spend your time. That's my motto these days. All right. Bye-bye.